One time, yeah, I had to testify at the schoolhouse, and then one time at the, I was in the back, I had a sawmill, you know, back here?
Yes, sir.
And a fellow had got hurt on my job, so the insurance people came by and had to, he take whatever I said, you see?
Uh-huh.
Taking information to see how it had happened and all, you see?
Yeah. Well, your full name, sir, is?
Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mitchell. You can put L between there.
I see. And you were born and raised here?
Right here. In Lavois Pass, and this is the fifth ward. You two growing?
I think so.
You about 6 foot, 6'6"?
6'7".
Ah.
That's a French name.
Who, mine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's always French, yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been working here? Just started? In down in Lavois.
Oh, just one, well, just came here today.
You meet plenty of French, most of them are French people down here.
Yeah.
Most of them. Yeah.
Everybody was born and raised to speak French?
Well, yes, people like me, yeah, and a little younger, but of course you take young people, parents, you take my grandchildren, half of them can't speak French, it's a shame.
Yeah.
We talk here and say, what do you say, Papa? Sometimes they get me back. They always tell what we say. You take Lamartine's kid, they don't speak French, never. Of course, the boys now get a few words, they catch that at school, you see, and but in other words, it's terrible. They just...
Mm-hmm. Were you raised speaking?
I beg your pardon?
You were raised speaking French?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
When did you learn English?
Well, you could say after I started school, you see.
I see.
But, well, when I started school at 6 years old, that's when the only time you would learn English is from there on.
Yeah. Did you know any English before then, or...?
Oh, very few words. In my time, we didn't know, like, nothing but French, I imagine, if I can remember.
Yeah. Your father and mother both spoke French?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, French.
You told me your father and mother were born here?
Well, yeah, they were born in the parish, in other words.
I see. Can you tell me about them, what they did for a living, that sort of thing?
Well, Daddy was a farmer and businessman too. I mean, he saw me and he had a general merchandise store in that time. A lumberman also.
Sawmill
owner and operator, you could put down, I suppose.
The timber used to be good here.
Oh yeah, that was best timber was around here. In other words, that cypress timber you see we had.
Yeah.
And most probably you heard about cypress timber.
Yes.
Right now they don't have hardly no more cypress left. It's all, well, either pine, but in that time with cypress in it, anything it was cypress.
Yes. So you were born just, you said about 2 miles from here? You were born?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, you could put a mile from this. That's about it.
Yeah. What's the name of this community?
Beldo. Born in the Beldo community. B-E-L-L. E-D-E-A-U. Got its name from beautiful water. Beldo.
Yeah.